Despite her cousin's warning, Khadija believed all her husband had told her, and she never hesitated in becoming Islam's first believer. And soon, others followed.
I keep hearing rumors about Muhammad's secret meetings.
Please, Abu Jahl.
But he's teaching something. I don't know what it is yet, but his adopted son Zayd has joined him, and so has his cousin Ali.
So what? The rest are beggars and slaves.
But he must be punished.
For what?
For teaching something different.
Look, if his followers were men of power, if his teachings were dangerous, I'd fall on him like an ocean. But this is Muhammad, Abu Jahl. Al-Amin, the honest one.
Bah!
For 3 years, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, preached in secret. It was during this time, Siham, that I first heard his teachings.
I'm not sure we should be doing this.
You have to hear him, Mother.
We'll be all right, Jalila.
Inside, quickly. There's more tonight than ever before.
Thank you, Jeff.
Where do you go every night?
To hear a prophet of God.
What a feeling. To learn the way of Islam from God's messenger. Peace and blessing be upon him. His revelations, the Quran, offered the most beautiful words we had ever heard. He taught us, all the gods of Mecca are powerless. There's only one God, the God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. And you have to surrender everything to him. There's no such thing as rich or slave in the eyes of God. All are equal. And the poor aren't to be put down and despised. They're to be cared for. The Quran says, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Women aren't possessions. They're God's creations and just as important as any man. Respect them. The earth is a gift from God. Treat it gently. You are its caretaker. And remember, you will all be judged according to your deeds. Many became Muslims that night. We showed our faith with a simple pledge.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet.
There is no God but God,
and Muhammad is his prophet.
No God but Allah.
And Muhammad is his prophet.
You won't believe it, Amal. He says all men are created equal in the sight of God.
You have to take me to him.
I knew you would see the danger of Muhammad's preaching.
Of course I see it. He must be stopped.
You cannot stop Muhammad.
What?
Bilal, come back. You'll be whipped.
They can whip my body, but not my soul.
Fine, then leave your soul there, but get your body back here.
What do you know about Muhammad?
I know he is a prophet.
Prophet?
You see? It spreads like a disease.
The gods will punish you for those words, Bilal.
Muhammad says the idol gods are powerless.
Huh? Powerless. Powerless, he says. A slave says all the gods are powerless. Now, what do all of you say about Muhammad's harmless teachings?
Our nephew preaches against us, Abu Talib.
We also believe in an almighty God.
Well, yes, but we don't say all the rest are worthless.
What harm can be done by it? Those who listen to him are the poor and weak.
Oh, yes. Muhammad's mighty friend has also deserted us.
He's only one man.
No. He is the first spark of a flame that must be extinguished.
Yes.
If Muhammad's preaching becomes popular and the gods are abolished,
this
There will be no more us.
The messenger of God has sounded the warning call.
What? Is Mecca under attack?
I don't know. Come on! Sumaya, come to the Kaaba. Hurry!
Yes, sir. Quickly, come!
What's going on?
I don't know.
There he is!
Up you go.
See the messenger of God, Huda? There!
He's about to speak.
And then the prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, "Oh, people of Mecca, if I told you there is an army behind the hill coming to invade us, would you believe me?"
"We would believe anything from you, Muhammad. You've always spoken the truth."
And so he continued, "Oh, people of Mecca, I beg you, abandon your gods and worship the one and only God. Save yourself from the fire of hell, for I cannot keep you from God's punishments. I am only like the man who sees the enemy coming and goes to warn his people of the approaching danger in order to save them."
"Our nephew is making a fool of us. Stop him, Abu Talib. Woe to you, Muhammad. Have you assembled us for this?"
"Isn't it wonderful?
Do you believe this man?"
"Oh, yes. Every word."
"He's leaving the hill. Let's go join him."
"How dare you betray Mecca?"
"What? The gods aren't good enough for you?"
"We'll protect you, messenger of God."
"How dare you insult the gods?"
"Prophet?"
"Ha! Lock arms. Don't let them hurt the prophet.
Stay together. Don't let him through."
"You cannot do this, Bilal."
"If the messenger of God no longer preaches in secret, I will not follow in secret."
"What is this?"
"No, no, don't tell me. My slave has become a Muslim."
"You may own my body, but my soul..."
"Let me guess. You think your soul is free."
"No, my soul is also a slave, but not to you, to God."
"That's where you're wrong, Bilal. It all belongs to me. Everything you are, everything you think, everything! Say it! Deny Muhammad's words and say your soul belongs to me!"
"Say it, Bilal, say it!"
"There is only one God, and Muhammad is his prophet."
"Let's see what you'll say under the lash!"
"Yes, he does.
Deny Muhammad's words."
"Yes."
"One God. One God."
"Say I'm the owner of your soul, and I will remove the stone. Say it."
"One God.